59 minutes. Pause recording. Hi guys, it's Andrea from Belfast. I've not been posting in a wee while. I have this latest audio boom app thing, and I have to say I'm not particularly that keen on it. I hope that they will fix some bugs and that there, but I'm just wondering, for example, like, I can share other people's booms on Twitter or Facebook if I want to, but I have a couple of my own posts that I'd like to share, and I don't seem to be able to figure out how to share them, which is a bit annoying, because I tend to do a lot of my personal booms about my dog, Zita, my guide dog, and there's a couple of posts that I want to share up on Facebook and Twitter. I don't think it automatically is doing it for me. And I'm just wondering, has anybody else had the same issue? And have you been able to resolve that issue of finding out how to post? In regard to the boo that was put up about a wee quick way to put comments on booms and various things, that was quite a good description, Richard. Although, if I was to turn voiceover off and then slide my finger or whatever, I would probably make a pure hash of the whole thing. So I hope that they do sort of figure out how to get that sorted. I don't quite know why they needed to change what they changed. I don't know that if you can actually downgrade back to the previous audio boo, because I have considered doing that. But yeah, this issue of trying to share posts, like your own post, I mean, I could share somebody else's post if I want. I mean, if I figured out how to listen to one boo and stuff, and obviously you've got deselect all or select all, then you've got download, play one post, or whatever, and that's all good, but I for some reason I can't seem to get my posts to share. If I do figure out how to do it, I will let people know. If anybody else knows how to do it, then that would be great if you could sort of fill me in on that one, because I don't know, this app isn't really, I don't know, I mean, I'm sure it'll get better in time again, like all these apps do. Like, you know, I suppose all these changes they're making, I suppose there's always going to be some issue or other, and maybe there's things that they need to improve that VoiceOver perhaps isn't reading or whatever, I don't know. But yeah, I would prefer if somebody knows how to do that, sharing posts, your own posts, without having to turn VoiceOver off, that would be preferable. But yeah, I hope everyone's doing well, and at least I've actually finally figured out how to contribute to the here. Whereas before I kind of just, I think I just kept recording stuff and hashtagging this channel in, and yeah, it was kind of not working. So yeah, I haven't actually, I don't think I've upgraded audio boo on my iPad. So I suppose another way I could is just keep the older version. Oh no, I think it is updated actually. Oh, pants. Oops, I'll have to check. But anyway, if it wasn't updated, then I could perhaps just keep posting using the old one. But I don't think... I think I may have updated automatically. Sorry, I'm just a wee bit like, I'm not with it. And the other thing is, again, with the latest iOS update, it's pretty good on the whole. I'm pretty pleased with it, but it is very irritating when you're trying to type, and whether sometimes it doesn't always have to be using a Bluetooth keyboard, but VoiceOver likes to refresh itself. Now, I use my iPad for a lot of things, and at the minute I've had to kind of sort of stop using my iPad for things as much as I used to, like mails, because I'm the organiser of Belfast Guide Dogs fundraising branch, which has only recently been sort of set up, and there's a Facebook page for it, which if any of you do use Facebook, if you type in Belfast Guide Dogs branch, there's a like page. There is a friend, one that you can add as a friend, but I'm not adding anybody onto that page except for people in Northern Ireland and people that I'm likely to be possibly tagging in posts using the Pages app that I have if I'm using the Pages app, which there is way to manage your pages, you can tag groups in them. Like, I can tag Guide Dogs Northern Ireland if I want, but the only thing with that is, you know, it's difficult to tag people. So apologies to anybody who has tried to add Belfast Guide Dogs branch as a friend. I've not accepted people on there because it's not, it's its own sort of like wee master account which the page runs off. And the only people that are on that who I have befriended on that page are some guide dog owners, puppy walkers, and possibly trainers and whatever else, who we're likely to be working with, and so that they can post on the branch page, and then I might be able to hopefully share those from the master account to the actual page that it's, you know, the Belfast Guide Dogs branch page. Anyway, I'm digressing. But yeah, if you guys want to go on, and if you're on Facebook and you just put a wee like on Belfast Guide Dogs branch, then you can definitely see what we're up to. There's also Guide Dogs Omagh branch, and Omagh is AOMAGH. There's Guide Dogs in Northern Ireland, which you can like as well. Anyway, as I was saying, I use my iPad for a lot of things. Like, I do my minutes of my branch meetings. I do a lot of work on my iPad mini. And because I use a Bluetooth keyboard on that, it's very frustrating when you're typing away and then all of a sudden your voiceover kind of refreshes, and then whatever the last letter is you wrote, so say I know you wrote an S, it would put loads and loads of S's in. So then you have to turn your keyboard off and on, and then I'll go back into where you have to where your message is, and select the many S's you've written, and you know, get rid of them, and then carry on. But I do hope they find a way to fix that, because it is kind of a bit of a pain, especially when I really do use my iPad for a lot of things and my phone. I use my Mac computer as well for a lot of things, and I do have Windows on it too. But because I'm always out and about, and because I'm always sort of doing something or other, I like to have my iPad mini with me, you know, for meetings or various things, because I just find it much easier to carry than my MacBook. I really hope that they figure out the crack with that. I think that's all I've got to say. Otherwise iOS is it's okay. Like, I mean, sometimes if I double tap on a, like, to update my status or something like that, it'll it freezes for a bit. Like, or sometimes it does it if I'm looking at a photo or something, you know, and you're trying to either hit the done button or something. It doesn't always, like, it almost sort of freezes or whatever. So I hope there's a way that they will fix that, and quite soon, because I do use my iPad a great deal for a lot of things, and the phone, of course. I'm due for an upgrade soon. I have felt the iPhone 6, and it's slightly wider than the 5 and longer, and it's slimmer, which is okay. So I'll either go for the 5S or the 6, I'm not sure, but I don't think I'll go for the 6 Plus, because I don't need a screen as big as that, and to be honest, I would kind of, you know, I don't need a screen as big as that, and I wouldn't really want a phone as big as that either. I can understand why it would be good to have a big screen. But I think the 6 will be big enough for me, and I quite like the feel. It's not too bad. It's a lot slimmer, and obviously a bit wider and a bit longer. So maybe texting on that wouldn't be so bad. But the other thing I've also found is with the iOS thing is, you know, when you're, say you're typing a message and you've got your predictive text like turned off, and say you want your auto correction on that on, it kind of turns itself off every so often. And I've also found that if I'm using dictation, sometimes it'll turn itself off. I've got predictive text turned on again. And so far, it hasn't done it. But I don't quite know how the predictive text bit really works. I know you can select certain words or whatever and stuff, but it auto correct it, so it kind of, I suppose it all just puts it in, but then you can find the odd word and that it may suggest, and I don't quite, you know, really get how it properly works. I need to play with that a bit more, but otherwise the iOS, it isn't too bad, but I'm sure, again, you know, it's a really big update, so I'm sure, again, this will just get, it'll improve each time. I just hope the voiceover issue, they really do kind of fix quite quickly. I am going to go now, and I will speak to you all soon. Okay. Bye for now.
Time remaining 2. Time remaining 45 minutes. Time 2. The I publish button.